Before we introduce Hannah, could you please move your shoes up to the microphone so that people can see them? This, I nearly needed to put on sunglasses when she walked into the studio. Can you describe them to our listening audience, Hannah?
Yeah, so I got this pair of shoes at Bazaar Bazaar for a museum event I was hosting. And, you know, I immediately was like, wow, these are good to be on stage, but I'm going to take them back as soon as this event's over. But I have fallen in love with them. They basically look like I am wearing disco balls on my feet, and they just bring me a lot of joy when I wear them.
Mm-hmm. Brings me a lot of joy. Before you take them back, let's see if they fit me. I might take them. How about you, Jack? What do you think of the shoes?
I like the shoes. I think it's good to have. I'm glad you didn't hold them up. I think they might have been a little too loud for our audience. But they are, yeah, they're very nice.
I thought of Paul Simon's diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Really, these are diamonds on the upside of the shoes. But Hannah, always good to see you.
Same to you.
What are you going to share with us?
Oh, my goodness. As always, the museum has more going on than I can realistically talk about in an hour. But we have a very exciting event coming up tonight that I want to make sure everyone knows about. This is a fundraiser for the museum. We are calling it Spill the Wine. And to explain what that means a little bit, this fundraiser is to renovate part of our flooring. We're going to be installing a new exhibit at the museum in November, and we currently have a 40-year-old building, and it has the original carpets in it. Now, some of these carpets are so threadbare from different visitors walking around them over the years. They have huge holes in them that we've tried to cover up with different mats that then become tripping hazards. So for the safety of everyone who will be coming to our new exhibit, we really want to tear that carpet up, scrape all the glue off of the concrete, and then finish the concrete underneath. So that will give us a much safer, cleaner, more polished look for when we open the new exhibit. So that's what we're raising money for. We're hoping to raise about $700. That's going to be the cost of redoing those floors. And so that's why we called it Spill the Wine. We're going to have a lot of wine there tonight, and we don't really care if you spill a drop of it because we're going to be tearing up the floors anyway.
Wonderful. Just looking ahead, will the museum be closed while the floor is being worked on? Any idea of how long it would take?
Yeah, so the floor we're anticipating will take 2 to 3 days. We will probably do part of that over a weekend, but we will be closing the museum on October 28th, and it will not open again until the new exhibit opens on November 10th. So we'll be closed for 2 weeks. This is going to be one of the biggest exhibit installs we've ever done. So we do appreciate your patience and understanding as we do close for a couple of weeks to make all of those changes.
So more about tonight, as people are throwing wine vigorously on the floor.
Just not on the artifacts.
Oh, there we go. They're just on the floor.
So the event will be tonight. It starts at 4 p.m. and goes until 7. The event is not ticketed, so it is free to attend, but we will have a number of different games we're playing to raise money. We will have lots of wine and appetizers that have been donated for the event. And I'm not a wine expert by any means, but I've been told to share the wines that we will be serving because I guess in the wine world, it's kind of exciting. So we will have a selection of Walla Walla red wines from vintage 2004 to 2009. Many of these bottles came from one of our board members who's downsizing her wine cellar. And then we also have a donation from another board member of a Double Magnum Cabaret. This is a 2004 Walla Walla Red, and it has a twin that we will be raffling at the event. So we'll be serving one, and then we'll be doing a raffle for the other one. I have many volunteers at the museum who who are wine aficionados. So they did a little tasting yesterday, and they said that it is quite lovely. So,
and minimal spilling.
Exactly. You don't want to waste it. Those are some of the wines we'll have. We'll also have whites for those of you who prefer white wine. And we'll have appetizers. So all of that is free. The event is open to the public. And then we will have a raffle. We have we're going to have a gift basket put together by Pondery Wineries. We're very grateful for their support. We also have a basket of different beer-related items for those of you who aren't who prefer beer to wine. And I don't want to give it away, but we have a couple of raffle items that I would call unusual ways to drink your wine. So we'll have a couple of vessels that will.
I think on Maui or the Big Island would be an unusual way to drink your wine.
Yeah. You know,
I mean. Okay, well, I can't make any promises that big.
Before we go much further, location, location, location.
Of course. So the event is going to be at the museum this evening. Mm-hmm. You will get a chance to not only see our carpets that need to be replaced, but you will also have a chance to experience the final guided tour of the current special exhibit. Our current exhibit is The Women Who Shaped Bonner County. We installed that in 2019 to celebrate the centennial of women's right to vote. And we will be inviting Heather Upton, who is our former curator and director, and back to lead that tour. She is the curator who designed it. So we're very excited for her to be able to share that with you. In her words, share her inspiration for it and some of her favorite stories from that exhibit.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love that it's at the museum, personally.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a great place to have a fundraiser.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of space and there's always something to look at. So that's really fun. We will also have a number of games we'll be playing. So this is where the fundraising aspect comes in. One game will be, well, it's not really a game, but this will be by donation. The current exhibit is all about different women who really contributed to the development of our community as we know it, either through their activism, their entrepreneurship, by being doctors or artists. They all have very inspiring stories. So one thing we'll be doing is collecting stories from the attendees about either a woman in the exhibit that they were inspired by or a woman in their own life that inspired them. We'll be accepting those along with donations, and then we'll be sharing some of those stories on our social media throughout the next couple of weeks. Another game that I'm excited about separate from the main raffle is going to be the raffle for this double magnum of Cabaret. We're going to be doing a ring toss game. So we'll have the actual bottle of wine set up and you'll be able to try to get a ring thrown onto it. Anyone who gets a ring onto it will win a free photo from our archives. We do photo order services at the museum, so you can come in and look for a historic photo, and then we would send you that file, and you can go get it printed to hang up in your house. And then we will have another raffle of all the people who got a ring on the wine bottle to actually win that giant bottle of wine.
Nice.
Yeah.
The wine is from 2004 to 2009, so that's a little historical, too.
Yeah.
Like, almost 20 years old.
Exactly. Yes. We had a great debate the other day about whether old wines are actually better than new wines. And apparently there are so many factors that go into it. But eventually the team decided the only way to know for sure was to taste test it. And the results were positive. So
I wouldn't know. I don't know that I've ever had a bottle of wine that old before. The 2004 anyway. I don't know.
I feel we'll like see. It's the thing you see in the movies where somebody goes into the wine cellar and they're like, this bottle is from 1872.
Yeah. Blows the dust off of it. And, yeah. I've been saving this one for just an occasion such as, yeah. So That's tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. No charge. Is there, it's a wine fundraiser. Does that mean it's 21 and up, or
do you... You know, we will, it is open to all ages. We will card at the wine table.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can go with somebody a little younger if that's your...
Like setup. James?
Like James, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? That would be at the address. Where is the address?
Oh, whatever. You know, I didn't put it on here, but the museum address, we are at 611 South Ella Avenue. That is down in Lakeview Park at the south end of Sandpoint, so behind Memorial Field. We have a giant yellow caboose out on the front lawn, so that's the easiest way to find us. But yeah, that address is 611 South Ella Avenue in Sandpoint.
This is going to be fun. This will be. This should be a fun event. I'm looking forward to this.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And the weather's going to be good.
Uh huh. All the more reason to go and check out what's going on at the Spill the Wine fundraiser. Yeah. Very cool. And this is the last chance to take the guided tour.
So I do want to clarify, this will be the final guided tour.
Okay.
But the exhibit will still be up until we close the museum at the end of October. So the last day to come and see the exhibit will be October 27th.
Okay.
Should we do a music break and then come back and talk about more stuff at the museum? I mean, we've talked about 20 years for the bottle of wine and 40 years for the carpet. Well, 30 years ago on this date was released Nirvana's latest or final studio album. They released three In Utero, and I thought it'd be interesting to play a cut. We usually don't do Nirvana, and but we usually don't drink 2004 wine or pull up 40-year carpet.
True.
I mean, so we've got the 20s, the 30, the 40. So here's a 30 thing. Here's Nirvana with a cut from In Utero, the album that was released on this date in 1993. Dumb.
I'm not like them, back in the town. The sun is gone.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. It's the morning show, and it's Jack and Jim, your usual hosts. We're here with Hannah Combs, the executive director of the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. We just talked about an event going on today, Spill the Wine fundraiser at the museum tonight.
Love that.
And but there is lots more going on at the museum. Should we start with next Tuesday's annual meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so next Tuesday, September 26th, the museum will be holding its annual membership meeting. This meeting is open to the public, but we do specifically encourage our members to attend, as the board will be electing new and returning board members. So this is a good opportunity, if you're a member of the museum, to have a voice in who represents you on the museum board. If you're not a member, it's a great opportunity to learn about the museum and consider joining us. So we're very excited to host this event at the museum. If the weather cooperates, we will be outside on the lawn in front of the caboose. That's at 611 South Ella Avenue. If the weather does not cooperate, the Lions Club has generously offered to let us use their meeting room, which is just across the parking lot from us. So either way, we will have a nice space set up. We will have some refreshments, and you will be able to see the board of directors in action. In addition to the usual order of business of the, you know, reviewing the minutes and the treasurer's report and their new and old business. We will also have staff presentations. I will be presenting the annual report, and Bree and Olivia, our other staff members, will each be presenting a special project that they have been working on. Toward the end of the program, the board will have the election of board members. And we will also, I say this with a full and a heavy heart at the same time, we will be saying farewell to our board president, Ruth Wimberly, who will be moving this fall. So she has served the board for, I think, about a decade and has just always been such an amazing champion of the museum and its mission. So we're delighted to be able to honor her at this meeting and give all of you a chance to say farewell and celebrate her. We also have another board member, Barbara Botch, who will be retiring this year. And so we'll be celebrating her as well. Barbara is a wealth of information on not just the museum as it is today, but on its history. She has been a board member for many, many years, and we're so grateful for her service as well. Toward the end of the meeting, we will be doing a fun follow-up activity from what we did at our 50th anniversary last summer. We will be sealing the time capsule that we started working on last year. So at our 50th anniversary meeting, we got this huge vessel, and all year people throughout the community have been filling it up with little mementos and notes about what life is like here in Bonner County in 2023 and what they imagine life will be like 50 years from now in 2072. Mm-hmm. So we will be sealing the time capsule, and then that will go into deep storage at the museum for the next 50 years, not to be opened again until our 100th anniversary.
I'm sure we must have talked about it at the time, but you opened one from 72, or you just...
No. So, I mean, as far as we know, maybe there's one buried on the property somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah. We have not yet found any time capsules from when the museum was started, but we thought this would be a good opportunity to document the current moment for the future.
So, well, certainly I want to know what's in the time capsule, but the capsule itself, is this something do you buy like a dedicated time capsule, or do you just have like a coffee can?
That's a great question. And was a very interesting search for us when we first had this idea, because there are time capsules you can buy that are pre-made for that purpose. Most of them are about the size of, I'd say, like a 2-liter bottle of pop. Because we have the museum represents and preserves the history of the entire community, we thought we might need something a little bit bigger. So one of our board members actually found this really cool antique 5-gallon glass jar.
Ooh.
So it's really big and beautiful. It has its own like wooden crate that it came in. And it's been kind of entertaining throughout the year, because we didn't think about the fact that it only has, you know, the hole at the top of it is about an inch in diameter. So people have gotten very creative about what they can manage to squeeze into it. It works really well for little handwritten notes, but in terms of little objects and mementos, people have gotten pretty creative.
Yeah. Any food items?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
I was thinking, you know, like huckleberries from 2023, you know, like a little handful of huckleberries just sprinkled in there.
Just fermenting for 50 years.
Someone wanted to put dried huckleberries in, I think we could approve that. But please don't put any other types
of
food in there.
So how full is it?
It's pretty full right now. There's still a little bit of room if anyone wants to. We will have note cards there. Or if anyone else wants to bring, you know, a flash drive with photos or anything like that, there is still a little bit of room in the time capsule.
So your shoes are out of the question.
Well, if we could roll them up small enough, I don't think that will happen.
Hannah's disco shoes.
Well, I'm excited just to open it in 50 years and see what, you know, that's going to be
how
interesting.
Old are you going to be in 50 years?
I could still be alive in 50 years.
How old? Come on.
86, right?
86?
Yeah.
So you're 36 right now?
I must be. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might still be around.
Could be. Yeah. If I better put something in it, so then I'll
be 127.
set a timer to
you'll still be
make
here
sure
too.
I return. The USB drive is a great idea, and yeah, I wonder
if
you know,
they have
in
the
50
technology.
Years, yeah, if it'll be like a VHS
like an eight track cassette.
Exactly. Yeah. Will it be a
what's this
easy to figure it out, or do you have to go find some antiquated piece of yeah.
Yeah, it has been really fun. Mm-hmm. Over the past year, we have worked with a number of classes at mm-hmm. some of the local schools who have contributed different notes mm-hmm. from their perspectives, everyone from elementary kids to high school government students. So we're really excited to... Sometimes I try to peek in there with one eye to see if I can read any of the notes, but, mm-hmm. but I think we'll just have to wait and see in yeah. 50 years.
To Hannah...
Do you, yeah. Do you seal it up with anything particular? Are you going to cover it in wax or anything like that?
Ooh,
to make
that'd
it,
be good.
Make sure nobody
sealing
can get
wax.
In it for 50
Man,
years.
Man, I'm going to have to do some research this yeah. weekend. I think we did discuss sealing it with wax, but I'm yeah. not quite sure how to make that happen yet.
How that yeah. works, how that works. Hmm. What fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I feel like, time capsules are an idea that were really big in the 20th century. And you just don't see them that much anymore.
No,
so
no.
we're excited mm-hmm. to be able to carry on that tradition.
Well, yeah. picking up what Jack was saying about a thumb drive or something like that, this is a museum. Mm-hmm. They'll have all the stuff to open it.
You're right.
You know? So
they will. Yes, they will be.
You know, they probably even have an 8-track player someplace in there.
Yeah. Yes. Bring us the technology that's going to be outdated in 50 years, and we will probably have a way to still play it.
Driverless cars will probably be outdated then.
I don't yeah. think we'll be able to fit one of those in the time capsule, though.
No.
You could fit the driver in.
True.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that is this Tuesday, September the 26th, 4 to 6 p.m., the annual membership meeting with all sorts of interesting things happening. Mm-hmm.
The program will start at 4 p.m., but we will be out on the lawn by 3:30, so feel free to come a little bit early and mingle and take a look at our annual report. Oh, also, our annual report, if you would like to take a look ahead of time, is on our website. That's at www.bonnercountyhistory.org. If you go to the under our about page, you'll be able to find that report.
Okay. Coming up on October 7th, that's the next date I have here. You have another of your Drink in History events.
Yes.
All right.
For those of you who have been to one before, they are a ton of fun. This is a this year we have been presenting these in partnership with The Hive. And that has been really exciting because with the technology they have at the venue, we are able to show a slideshow with photos. We can show video. We can bring in guest speakers. And so we're really grateful to Mac and Joe at The Hive for opening up that venue for us and providing us with all of the high-tech gadgets we need to be able to turn this into a real show. And it's really fun. I usually host the show, and then we have a guest speaker who is an expert on the subject matter. This spring, we did one on local railroads, and we also did one on sort of the nefarious deeds that have happened in town. So this fall, we are coming back to probably a more wholesome topic. We'll see what stories come up. But on October 7th, we will be talking all about fishing. So the program is called The Lore of the Lure. And we will be telling true and possibly some exaggerated stories about fishing. I will be sharing some of the history of our local fishing derbies. So this is the biggest one was the K&K Derby. That's for Kamloops and Kokanee. And I'll be telling you all about how that came about as a sort of a tourism marketing plan from some of our movers and shakers in town. And then we will also have a panel of guests who are longtime fishermen and women in the community, And they will be telling some stories from their personal experiences and stories about maybe fishing on the lake as when they were kids, or, you know, what it was like for their parents when they were here, as well as what their experiences are like today and how fishing on the lake has changed over the decades. I came into this not really knowing much about fishing, but I connected this summer with the Lake Pendre Idaho Club and did a shorter presentation with them about the K&K Derby. And it was so great to meet some of the people who have been fishing on the lake for a long time and are super passionate about it. Don't expect that anyone is going to tell you where their secret fishing spots are, but I'm sure they will have some really good stories to tell. And then you also have, it's interesting, you know, I grew up fishing on little ponds, but when you're fishing on Lake Pendre, there are so many other things to think about, you know, the type of fish you can fish for. And then if the weather comes into play, I'm sure we'll have a couple of stories about people who got caught out in inclement weather. And what do you do if you're on a big body of water when something like that happens? So I'm really excited for this. This will be the first time I've had multiple guests, and it will have more of a storytelling format. So I think it'll be a ton of fun. That will start at 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 7th. Doors will open at 2:30, and the program will go until about 5, and then we will have a social hour until 6. So there will be plenty of time to sit and chat, as well as watch the presentation. So if you have any interest in fishing or about Lake Pendre, please join us. We were going back and forth on whether we should do hunting or fishing for this one, but we figured all of the hunters would actually be out hunting in October. So
right. Good thinking. That's going to be cool. All right. 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 7th. You've been doing these all this summer, is that right?
Yeah, so this is a new format this year with mm-hmm. the Hive. We have done the Drinkin' History program since, I think, 2017.
Okay.
And we've done it in a variety of formats. Sometimes it's a walking tour with stops at pubs. But this has been fun this year to work with the Hive and do it as sort of a stage presentation. So mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll bring back other formats of Drinkin' History in the future as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll be a ton of fun. So join us on October 7th.
At the Hive. I love fish stories, so that'll be a good one.
Moby mm-hmm. Dick.
Good point.
Yeah.
All the best stories.
Blow the dust stories. Off that volume and pick it up and read it again.
Uh-huh.
Or read it for a first time.
You never know. Someone might tell us they've seen a whale in the lake. There have been some interesting sightings out
it's
there.
It's deep uh-huh. enough.
Yeah.
It's deep enough to have some true tales told it's about true. It.
Almost 1,200 feet deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the south end.
Has anyone, I guess we'll have to go and find out. If anyone's ever actually encountered a submarine that they supposedly, you know, test down there.
Good question.
That'd be spooky.
Yeah.
You know.
Or the Pendre paddler.
To just be out fishing and see one come up. Mm-hmm. Well, we know people have seen the paddler. That's, there's nothing, that's documented history, I think. That's not, that's no fish story.
So if it's 1,200 feet, that's the length of 4 football fields.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
It is.
End to end to end to end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just
want to make that point.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know?
Put it into a context that some people might understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deep water is cool and also kind of
scary.
Scary. Yeah. It's
like driverless vehicles.
Like driverless vehicles. Yeah. There's something about that. It's too empty. Coming up, let's see. You've got a few other quick notes we wanted to hit, and we have time to hit them if you want to go through what else is coming up at the museum.
Wonderful. So I just wanted to share. This is an ongoing thing. It isn't an event per se, but we did start a really cool education program this year. We're calling them Adventure Packs, and you know, in we're always trying to think about how we can find educational opportunities for people of all ages. And we already have a very well-established school tour program where different teachers can bring their classes in for tours. We do have a traveling trunks program where we have these really neat trunks full of artifacts that can go out to a classroom and kids can look through them. They're full of objects that they can actually handle. So those are very neat opportunities we have for kids already. But we realized we didn't really have anything for the kids coming in with their family just to visit the museum. While our exhibits are, they're very engaging visually, they're usually floor to ceiling and full of fabulous, fascinating things, we didn't have a lot in the exhibit space specifically to engage kids. And so this is a program that we put together. It is sponsored by a grant from the Avista Foundation. And when a kid comes in, it's targeted to ages 6 to 12. They can put on an adventure pack. And so this is a vest full of little pockets, and all of the pockets have little supplies in them. So they might have a compass or a piece of rope or a magnet, and then they can take their little tools, and they have a, they also have an activity map, and the map corresponds to different stations throughout the museum. And they can go to, one example is we have an Osborne firefinder set up. So this is a tool that was used in the fire, still used in the fire lookout towers back in the day to sight fires. So using some compass skills and mathematics, you'd be able to, you know, sight a fire visually and then use the Osborne firefinder to pinpoint the exact location of it. And then the people in the lookout towers could call that in and give a pretty good estimate of where the fire was. So when they send out the teams to fight the fire. So we have one of these tools at the museum. The kids can come in and actually use it. And we have a little tiny fire sticker on the wall that they have to find and then figure out which direction it's in. So that's one example of one of the activities. But our education team came up with different activities for every exhibit we have at the museum so that kids can really have their own experience that's more hands-on, that's engaging for them, and teaching them skills across a variety of subject matters. So it definitely touches on sort of the STEAM element of education. So we're really excited about that. That is, like all of our education programs, completely free. And we are just excited for more kids to use them and enjoy having their own special tour of the museum.
Cool. The next, so the current exhibit closes on the 28th of this next month, 28th of October.
The Women Who Shaped Bonner County. So if you want to check, get over there.
Yeah, time is running out.
Then you're closed for a couple weeks, open back up on the 10th.
Yes.
And what comes then?
Well, we're very excited. Our Olivia Fee, who's one of our staff members, is curating our new temporary exhibit. And this exhibit is funded through the Equinox Foundation. We're very excited to have their support because usually our budget for exhibits is about $1,200. This grant significantly expands what we're going to be able
to do
in this exhibit, especially in terms of creating interactives and opportunities for the public to really engage with it. So this exhibit was kind of inspired by the resilience we saw people finding through the entire COVID pandemic. And not just resilience, but also like the sense of joy that people were able to find despite the challenges that everyone was going through then. And we got a little curious about, has this spirit of playfulness always been a part of people going through hardship? And through our research, discovered that yes, you know, it is, play is one of the things that really helps people survive hard experiences, whether those are personal challenges or national scale challenges like the Great Depression. So this exhibit is called Come What May, We Will Play, and it explores different types of play through like the imagination, through physical games, through creativity, and just social activities, being together, but ways that people have come together to enjoy their lives and make some meaning out of really challenging times. And Olivia has curated a bunch of fascinating stories of people throughout our history right here in Bonner County, using their own playfulness and creativity to get through tough times.
I'm thinking of, oh, the Titanic's going down. Jack, let's play Scrabble.
Mm-hmm. didn't they play, the band played, right?
The band played, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a
neat concept. Mm-hmm. So that starts on November the 10th. Now, how long will it last?
We're anticipating, we don't have an exact end date for this one, but we're anticipating it will be up for about 2 years. So
okay, cool.
There will be plenty of time to experience it. We're also planning on doing a preview night that will be a ticketed event the night before, so on November 9th. And then on November 10th, it will open to the public.
Okay.
I feel like for this last one, we may have to have you back to talk about that in more detail, but you could preview that final item.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has been a few years, but we are bringing back our end of the year fundraiser, which is sort of a giant party. We call it the Prohibition Repeal Party, and it's going to be on Tuesday, November 5th. December, thank you for catching that.
Nice,
yes,
job.
December mm-hmm. 5th. And that is going to be a fundraiser. We have partnered with the 219 Lounge on this event in the past, and we are excited to have it again. Finally, this is a chance for everybody to dress up in your 1920s or 30s costumes, although costumes are not required. And we will just talk about Prohibition repeal. We'll talk about the museum, and we'll do a little bit of fundraising at that event as well.
So we'll book you for the week before to come in and talk about it.
Please, let's do it.
As a detached observer about mm-hmm. the Bonner County Historical Society, I'd like to draw attention to the fact of spill the wine, drink in history, and prohibition repeal party. Am I the only one picking up on a theme about you folks, Hannah?
Mm. I thought you might pick up on that. Yeah, it's a good way to fundraise.
I think absolutely.
It's always a joy to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me today. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you for your shoes.
Anytime.
The event tonight is...
Again, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Let's do that one more time. 4 to 7 p.m.
Yes. Please join us for Spill the Wine at the museum tonight. That's going to be at the museum building at 611 South Ella Avenue, starting at 4 p.m. going until 7. We will have wine, appetizers, games, a raffle, and the final guided tour of the Women Who Shaped Bonner County exhibit, led by Heather Upton.
Okay.
And that exhibit ends?
The exhibit will come down October 27th. We'll be closed for a couple weeks and then open our new exhibit.
New carpeting and whatever.
Yeah.
And then heading into games people play when things aren't going well.
I think that's going to do it. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
We don't have time to play a song because...
No, wait, yeah, you are correct. We don't have time to play a song, but I have a different one queued up, and then we can talk about the one you queued up after that.
Okay, good. Go
all
for
right,
it.
Here we go.
Surprise me.
Here it is. Thank you.
out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie.